A Zimbabwean migrant's sick baby cries in pain in MSF's clinic in central Johannesburg. For many thousands of illegal immigrants in South Africa, this is the only place where they're able to get medical help.
The access in the healthcare in South Africa is not at all easy, especially if you're a foreigner. So people do not seek healthcare as much as they should, which ends up that you get very sick before you seek treatment.
Sarah Jalmarsen is MSF's coordinator here in South Africa's biggest city. She's keeping order in a queue in the street outside the clinic. She explains that South African law does not prevent illegal immigrants from receiving state health care. But in practice, there are a lot of barriers preventing them from doing so.
Like language, the health professionals in the clinics refuse to speak English, although of course in South Africa that should be obvious, but they just speak local languages to exclude any foreigners.
MSF says government health workers in South Africa show great animosity to foreign migrants.
Or just a general bad attitude of staff, a lot of comments on we are tired of treating foreigners, go back to your country. The medicine is for South Africans and not for you.
And so many illegal immigrants prefer to get help from MSF. But the organization's now concerned that if deportations do begin, migrants will go into hiding and they'll stop seeking health care. Jalmarsen says this will have many negative consequences for individuals and society.
We saw that during the last cholera outbreak, deportations were still ongoing. People didn't dare to seek health care, which of course leads to a very big public health risk.
MSF is also helping many HIV-infected Zimbabwean migrants to get antiretroviral medicines, or ARVs. If the patients are deported, the treatment that's keeping them alive will be interrupted. Their immune systems could then fail.
And they will risk getting more sick, but you will also risk the resistance to the ARVs. The ARVs will not be affected anymore.
Jalmarsen doubts that sick migrants will get good health care in their home country if they're deported.
And that depends on the current situation in Zimbabwe, which can also change both to positive and negative. And we are worried that it will change more to the negative with the upcoming elections in 2011.
She says the health of Zimbabweans living in Johannesburg is under constant threat.
We have identified about 80 buildings. We call them slum buildings because most of them are appalling living conditions with often no waste management, no running water, no electricity, very small living space per person, many, many people in a very small room.
Jalmarsen says most illnesses suffered by migrants are linked to terrible living conditions.
It's respiratory tract infections, diarrheal infections, skin conditions, diseases such as tuberculosis, and also the HIV statistics is very high.
Since 2007, MSF has been helping migrants at Musina, the border town that's the main entry point for Zimbabweans streaming into South Africa.
Most people at that time were coming illegally over the border and were often beaten up or robbed or raped by the so-called goma gomas, who are criminals who prey on people who pass the border.
Jalmarsen says this is still happening. And in the border region, many Zimbabweans work on farms. They don't have access there to any health care, other than MSF's mobile clinics. If Zimbabweans such as these are deported, says MSF, many will get seriously ill and could die. For VOA Africa, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.
Work without any access to healthcare, and especially no access to ARVs or chronic treatment. So MSF is providing mobile clinics to these...